Emotional release. There is another aspect to judgment release, and that is emotional release. Emotion is magnetic energy. Judgments are held in place by unmoving emotions, held in the will. Free will offers the gift of a much broader spectrum of reality in which feelings are balanced, free-flowing, discerning, and attuned enough to warn you of any impending harm. In most people, emotions and their accompanying judgments have received many layers of conditioning that you have to accept reality as it is, and also that deviation is unrealistic, impossible, and can have disastrous results. The will has been so denied and subjected that it needs an evolutionary process in order to catch up with present time. When the will is living in a constricted world of judgments, it is unable to fully surface anything about itself. And so, in the beginning of expressing any aspect of what has been held back, it is going to need to begin in any way that it can. Even though it may look very messy and chaotic along the way, rather than trying to get your will to comply with a program of release applied by your mind, this is a process that needs to be guided by your will. The process of freeing the will from what has been holding it back, and what it has been holding back, is going to result in finding the needed alignment. A judgment says that something is such a something, and the more it is repeated, the more it can seem that the judgment is the reality. There are many judgments held directly against freedom of emotional expression. By releasing the judgments you hold against freedom of emotional expression, you help them to show you what they need to express. Being open to allowing whatever needs to happen is part of the process of creating alternatives for yourself, even alternatives that did not exist until you needed them. As you move along in this process, you can reach places of much deeper understanding than you are going to be able to do just by reading about it. Especially in the beginning, most of your emotional release is something that needs to be done in a private and safe place. If you have fear of hurting others with your emotional expression, it is especially important to move along in this process by yourself until you feel ready to express your emotions in the presence of another. This is because a will that has been heavily denied is going to be very backed up and may be reactionary and immature when it is first expressing itself. A will that is becoming free needs to be allowed to express in its own terms, which at first may be a lot of words it has wanted to say, but could not. And these words may contain a number of judgments that need release. When you give your will freedom, do your best not to overstep the boundaries you feel to be present for your own personal safety. Your will also needs this security. The direct expression of emotions has been so judged against that it can result in intervention of many kinds. As you gain more understanding of what you have been holding in your will, you will also gain more clarity about what is appropriate in terms of free will expression in the reality of your daily life. When people seek to resolve emotions with words or discussion alone, they may think they know what they are feeling when they really do not. Words alone do not give acceptance to the will's own way of expressing itself. While words can be helpful at the right time, emotions need to be given the freedom to express with sounds. Emotions have a role to fulfill that cannot be denied in favor of the mind or anything else. They may even need to be encouraged to express as sounds that are not managed or controlled by the mind. It is not balance of spirit and will to use your mind to tell your emotions how they should be feeling or how they should be expressing. Emotions are not meant to be dismissed or managed in this way. When emotions have arisen in response to a situation and have not been given complete expression, they do not go away. They subside and wait. Emotions have a presence of their own, and when the next situation arises that reminds your emotions of the previous one, where they were denied, your emotions may not feel they can respond freely to the situation. The emotional response will be colored by the earlier denials. They may hold back until the pressure builds up to an eruption. These are often efforts of the will to express not only response to the present situation, but also what has been backed up from previous similar situations. You may feel this as added pressure from the remaining residue of the unexpressed emotion that has been held back. This old charge and the judgments made against your emotions' free expression both need to be released before your emotions can respond to the present situation for what it is. However, the usual pattern has been to repeat and increase the earlier denial and put more pressure on the will if that expression feels like it is going to be more intense than what appears to be appropriate. Instead of allowing free expression to the emotions, this pattern of suppression has been so pervasive that emotions usually only express in situations where they have had some acceptance in the past and in ways that have been accepted. This is why so many women have converted all their emotions to crying, and men have converted theirs to anger. Instead of having the freedom to be self-determining, the will is being managed and controlled by outer direction. These are severe limitations on the will's ability to evolve and integrate. A helpful solution for this problem is to remove yourself from the triggering situation and allow your emotions freedom of expression in a private place. This will give you a chance to get to know this part of yourself better than you do now. Sometimes, stuck emotions or old charge build up to the point where they have caused the will to do things that have seemed to prove the judgments against it. Alcohol and drug use have often provided openings through which judged against parts of the self have found some expression. People have often said it was the alcohol or the drugs, and avoided taking responsibility for the pressure they have on their will. The emotional body in many people has taken on the appearance of something so dark, alienated, and destructive that many spiritual teachers have preached this to be evidence that the emotions should be controlled or even gotten rid of. However, this would not be the appearance of the emotional body if it were given the acceptance it needs to bring itself into balance. By mistaking judgments for reality, it has long been thought that people must rise above their lower nature and abdicate or let go of these parts of themselves in favor of their idea of spirit. Many people who have said that they want to help increase the spiritual presence on earth are still holding judgments and unmoved emotions that have been limiting their ability to know what a healthy spirit on earth is supposed to be like. Many of these people have treated more feeling-based people as though they are less evolved and have implied as much or even told this to them. Many therapists and others in position of authority have also done this. These people have had confusion about manifestation and what it means. The magnetic energy is the part of me that holds manifestation present, but this does not mean that it is supposed to be locked into a form of judgments. The magnetic energy is an equal part of me and is not to be judged against or denied. No part of the self is to be denied. The self is not to be viewed as something to shed in order to attain enough enlightenment to reach me. I want this creation to evolve, not go back on itself. I want companions. I want pain, suffering, and death to end as soon as possible. Pain, suffering, and death are the results of denial. The will is meant to guide and protect you. The reason the will has not been able to do this is because of the denial it has received. To end this denial, you need to open into unconditional acceptance of your emotional expression. If you immediately fear that you and others will get violent and do harm, you need to realize that you have undermined your will very seriously. In this case, the most helpful beginning point would be to go to a safe place and, without harming yourself or anyone else, express rage with sounds. Keep doing this until you have expressed enough and released enough judgments to be able to trust that you can express your anger without having to control a need to be violent. When you are allowing this emotional expression, do not calm yourself by talking to yourself or force calm in any way that indicates you do not have acceptance for this rage. Calm needs to come from release of rage. This can actually be a good starting place because the intensity can release a lot of old charge at once. As long as you are in a safe place, you can let this expression take any form it needs to take, including feelings of hatred for others, hatred for your rage, and whatever other feelings you have with it, such as powerlessness or feeling unacceptable. When rage is allowed to express, it can often sink into grief at some point. Intense release needs this understanding. As long as you are in a safe place, loss of control is only bad if you hold judgments against it. Loss of control can actually allow you to break up old habitual patterns of response. Do be aware that extreme rage can sometimes break off from your normal consciousness, making it difficult to remember what you have done. Do your best to stay in that safe place so that you do not act out. If you have fear about what your rage might do, making the sounds of that fear could help. You can also ask for my loving light to be present to protect you. In doing so, you may find out that you are enraged at me, or at least at the images of me that you have. Expressing rage at me is all right. I have unconditional acceptance for what needs to vibrate in the will to bring healing. My light wants to give some more information on what is meant by emotional release. When you have any feeling of emotion come up, feel it in your body until you have an urge or even a nudge to express it in some way. Express in the way your body is urging you to do. Then express in the way your body is urging you. If you cannot make sounds at first, make whatever sound you can, even if it's a little moan or peep. If you need to start with words, let yourself do that. If you do this enough in each situation, you can loosen yourself up and reach what is called ignition. Ignition is the point where your emotions take you over temporarily and do exactly what they need to do. You need not control this in any way other than to make sure you do not really hurt anyone. Part of this expression may be movements such as thrashing, kicking, or rolling. If you feel you must act out in some way, you can use a pillow or something else as a symbol of what you want to act out on. You can hit or beat, but bring your awareness present so that you realize you are acting out. And do not do this to another living being. If your emotions want to make sounds, do your best to allow it. It is important to surrender to the expression while it is happening, and let it take its course freely. Be in a state of openness and acceptance as much as possible, and express in this way until you feel no further need to do it. Let your emotional movement show you what it has been holding and what it has to teach. Pay attention to everything that comes into your consciousness at this time, because other emotions may have some presence there. Let everything that happens find acceptance with you, instead of denial. When the expression or movement of your emotional release subsides, rest, drink water, and remain open to what else may want to surface in your consciousness. Judgments may surface. If not, seek the judgments you feel ready to release. Threads to similar incidents may appear. If not, seek the threads or patterns that connect this experience to other similar situations. Be open to understandings. This may take more sessions than you realize when you first begin to contact what you have been holding. If you do not find love right away from the parts of yourself that have been held outside of your acceptance, you can start by finding compassion for yourself. Looking deeper may be what you need, or you may not be finished with those feelings or viewpoints. You can let more movement happen when you are ready. You can ask for my love and light to come into these places. The understandings you can receive from doing this are not anything I can put in a book. Each of you have your own karmic path to resolve, and this process can greatly accelerate it. You may find that your emotions have so much to teach you that you did not realize previously that you may soon find you want your emotions to surface and release their old charges so that you can open space to receive my loving light. Gain understandings. Remember your past. Learn and begin to feel free again. You will find that you feel better, and your body will feel much better when it no longer has to hold what you have been suppressing. Within your emotional body, you may find some old charge that you fear, or old charge that has too much fear of rejection to come forth easily in this release process. It is important to trust the progression in which your own will wants to surface these held charges. The will has many things layered into it, and this must be respected. The progression you are going to experience is going to be the right progression for you. So do not try to jump ahead to where you think you want to go, or pressure your will, or someone else's will, to express as you want it to express, or to be where you think it should be. Remember to ask for my help and accept the help I send. I may speak to you and give you some guidance here, or your desire may draw an experience to trigger the movement you need when you are ready. At first, you may feel more confused and frightened than you have ever been, because you do not yet know what has been running you. This process is going to increase your ability to receive guidance from both your own spirit and your will. If you feel you are not ready, you can remain at a more surface level of understanding, but at least let yourself be aware of this and be as attentive as you can be to the reflections you need in order to deepen your understanding. Seeking the depth of understandings you need must be based in emotional movement. You also need to receive guidance from me or your own spirit in order to surface and process everything you need to heal. Freeing your emotions to vibrate is what you need to become better able to receive this guidance. If you start where you are and release everything you can as completely as you can, whenever you feel triggered, and I do not mean that if you cannot give emotional expression to everything, every time, that you cannot recover. You can free your emotional body rather quickly, especially relative to how long these patterns have been in place. How long this takes depends upon how much denial you have had in the past. Do find compassion for yourself, no matter what your situation. The will is meant to receive from the spirit and trust its guidance, and the spirit is meant to receive from the will and trust its response. The more you can clear your emotional body, the more openness you will have with which to receive. This will bring you the guidance you need to clear whatever you are ready to clear. Trust is also an issue here. If you fear being misled, get as much movement into this fear as you can and grant yourself space to learn. As your fear is able to vibrate, you will increase your ability to recognize me as a loving presence and to be able to discern what does not feel loving. Although many people do not think they really want to hear from me and would prefer to face their own reflection without knowing it, some do want my help. Those who want my help will receive it in one form or another. If the form presented here feels right to you, try trusting the form and find out for yourself what this process has to offer. I can see what is for your own highest good, and it may not always be what you want it to be, but it can bring you the triggers you need to recover your entire self and bring it into loving balance. You can pray and ask for the protection and guidance of my loving light. You can also pray and ask for help to notice everything you need for the highest good in your own healing while they are still gentle triggers. However, if you want your emotional release in response to gentle triggers, you must pay attention and not overlook, ignore, or judge yourself to be overreacting to mild situations. Your emotional body cannot evolve if it is limited to old habit patterns of response. This is not a matter of what is presently socially acceptable. This is a matter of seeing that the will on earth has become so desperate that it must be allowed to vibrate and receive loving light now. Past attempts of the will to recover without the help of the Spirit have not been successful and have resulted in more denial of the will and more loss of power in general. Right use of will is allowing the self to be free. However rocky its beginnings may look, the balance needed in order to manifest unconditional love will come in the age unfolding on earth now. However, this does not mean that you should abdicate your own participation because you think everything is taken care of. This is a personal imbalance. If you want to participate, you need to find what you have judged against and denied in your own self and bring it within your own loving acceptance. However, if you are unable to accept this information, this does not necessarily mean that it is not right time. Allowing your feelings to express and gain the vibration necessary to receive the light of understanding can bring you to the place of right time to end your denials. As you move along in this process, the attributes of the will can become more able to balance with the Spirit's overview, inspiration, and other qualities so that you know what is pleasant and possible for you in any given moment. This balance in the heart is what creates a reality that allows needs to be met without overriding anyone or anything. All the gifts of right use of will can come to you when you really align with accepting them by allowing your will the freedom of expression it needs. You can open space for change by letting your charged up emotions express as the sounds they want to make and release the accompanying judgments as they surface. This allows the energy to move and vibrate.